Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. I hope everyone had a fantastic 4th of July weekend. We have two fantastic guests with us today. Nikki and Lauren are here with us. We're going to talk about Biking for Babies, an event coming up here in just a few weeks, right?
Yes, next week. Start on Monday.
Next week. All right. So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Absolutely. So we are a nonprofit that aims to renew the culture of life, one pedal stroke and one pregnancy resource center at a time. So we send young adults, we call them missionaries, we send them on normally a cross-country journey to raise support and awareness for pregnancy resource centers. And this year is going to be a little different with coronavirus. We're going to bike all 2,600 miles up here in Wisconsin. We just decided, so it's going to be really exciting, but a little different this year.
2,600 miles. That sounds like an awful long way.
Yes, it is. So normally we have four routes. We span the country and we form Christ Cross. We cover the nation in pedal strokes and miles, and we end up in St. Louis where we have a big celebration of life event. So all of that will be virtual this year, but we firmly believe that every mile counts, every mile matters, and really lifts up the women and their families that are served by these pregnancy resource centers.
Awesome. So, Nikki, you're going to be doing the actual pedaling. Is that right?
No, I'm the executive director. Lauren is going to do that.
Oh, gotcha. Lauren's going to be doing the pedaling. How have you been preparing for that?
Yeah, so I have been biking a lot of miles, of course. I think I started actually getting on the bike in April and have just putting in more and more miles every week up until now.
Well, at least with all the shutdowns, you should have had plenty of time to get your extra biking in, right?
Yeah, actually it helped a lot to not have my normal schedule. It gave me a lot more time to prepare properly for the physical part of this.
I bet. Nikki, how long has this been going on?
So we're in our 11th year. We've been around since 2009, and we were founded by two young adult college men in Northern Illinois at the University of Illinois Champaign.
Gotcha. And how? Any idea how many participants or how many miles you guys have covered in 11 years? That's quite a lot.
Oh, absolutely. We've had, including this year's riders and support crew members, we've had 150 young adults go through our program, many of them more than one time. And we've raised almost $700,000 for pregnancy resource centers all across the country. And miles, that is a great question. I'm pretty sure it's near 20,000 miles or so.
Wow.
Yeah, we used to bike from New Orleans up to Illinois. And now that we have our four routes, we've done that for a few years now.
Wow. Have you ever participated in the pedaling, or you're more of the behind the scenes?
I'm more behind the scenes now, but a few years ago, I did do the support crew missionary position. But funny story, I actually got my, who is now my husband, but my boyfriend at the time signed up to do Biking for Babies. And little did we know how God was going to work in our hearts with the mission. But I thought he'd love to bike across the country, you know just a simple 1,000-mile ride for the babies. And he really died a lot that year, but ended up coming back after his pregnancy resource center asked him if he was going to do it again next year. And I don't know how you turn that down. So he biked for another 8 years after that.
Well, and he won you over.
Yes, absolutely. So then I went as support crew the year we got married. And then I actually quit my big girl retail corporate job in order to be the executive director 2 years ago.
God, as with all good Catholic missionary programs, we like to bring people together for long-term vocational relationships.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We actually have two engaged couples going on the ride this year.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So, Lauren, what got you into doing the ride? Is this your first year?
Yes, this is my first year, and I actually met Nikki and her husband Kevin at a Catholic student conference in 2019 at their Biking for Babies booth. And, you know, Kevin told me about the mission. I thought it was a great thing, but I never thought it was something that I would do. Biking that long just seemed way too far to me. That was
you and me both.
Kind of like, yeah. I was like, that's awesome that you guys are doing this, but don't think I'm going to join. And then this past year, I actually got reconnected with Kevin, and he invited me to consider joining the mission this year. And after a lot of prayer and discernment, I decided that I'm going to hop on the bike and do it.
Nice. So does it take some specialized equipment? You probably didn't have a good enough bike available.
Yeah. My
had to upgrade a little bit.
Get around camp. My bike from campus is not really adequate for this.
Yeah.
So I went around looking for a bike, and I'm actually borrowing one from a friend back home, which was really generous of them. So
oh, wow, yeah. I've always seen on the long bike rides, you know, you got to take the extra tire and all the equipment to kind of be able to do some maintenance. And there's a lot more than just pedaling that goes into long bike rides.
Yeah, it was kind of an adjustment to get used to riding in this way and, yeah, figuring out riding on different roads. And I haven't gotten a flat tire yet, but I'm prepared with the tools I need in case I do.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and say some prayers for you that you don't have to deal with that during the ride.
Yeah, thank you.
So does each person ride for like a specific organization, or is it just kind of a group thing? How does that work?
So every young adult has a specific center that they collect stories from. You know, that's part of their formation is getting to know these centers and how they provide tangible support, tangible resources for these women who come to them in their unplanned pregnancies. And every young adult is partnered with a specific one. All of the funds go into our Pregnancy Resource Center fund and then are divided equally amongst our centers. So we have 35 pregnancy centers that we're partnered with this year from all across the country.
That's awesome. Lauren, can you tell us a little bit about the center that you're writing for?
Yeah, so I'm writing for Northlake Crisis Pregnancy Center in Covington, Louisiana. They provide lots of free services to women, including ultrasounds, post-abortive counseling, support groups, resources such as clothing and diapers for these mothers and children. And a story that I heard from the Pregnancy Resource Center really talked about the impact that ultrasounds have on these women when they're able to see their baby on the screen, and just the hearts that are changed when they're able to really see the life that is within them.
That's awesome. Were either of you guys involved a lot with the pro-life movement before getting together with Biking for Babies? Or
go ahead, Lauren.
I was not. This is my first really introduction to getting into this mission and really putting action to it. I started to learn a lot about it in the past year or so, but this is the first thing I am really doing for it.
Cool.
And Truly Biking for, so I'm a Catholic convert, but Truly Biking for Babies was my first. I went into college and met Jimmy, one of the founders, right away, got Kevin signed up to ride. And it was really my first experience in being actively involved in the pro-life movement. And I really find that it's a beautiful way for young adults to do something that's super fun, but also ridiculous in that we're biking, you know, 100 miles a day. And truly, it can be grueling at times, but it's something that shows the world that we are willing to sacrifice for women, families, children that we're never going to meet. And it's truly, you know, especially in this time of just turmoil in our country and the world, this is just something that people need to see to be reminded of the joy of fully living. And yeah, it's obviously captured my heart since I've been involved for so many years, but it's really cool to see people like Lauren give their yes and get involved. And like I said, we have a number of missionaries who come back every year just to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, that is awesome. For folks that are interested in getting more information or connecting with you guys, what are some of the best ways to connect with the organization?
Absolutely. So follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Biking for Babies. We also have our website, bikingforbabies.com. All of our events next week are going to be virtual. So if you want to get a taste of what it looks like and just how much fun we have, follow those accounts and we'll post a lot of videos and crazy things. And then at night, we're going to have virtual events around 6:30 every night. So you can tune in and actually hear from missionaries like Lauren and, you know, any one of our 33 missionaries this year. And if they, our email's on the, besides like messaging us on Facebook, our emails are on the website. So if they want to reach out with questions or anything and they'd like to get involved as a young adult missionary, definitely hit us up. But I would say at large, we need your prayers and we need you to donate to these pregnancy resource centers, which you can do right on our website.
Awesome. And again, that's bikingforbabies.com.
Yes.
Well, that is awesome. It sounds like you guys have your hands full next week.
We're going to be super busy. So we actually, being all in Wisconsin, we're going to be all together for the first time in 10 years because we normally split the routes. So I'm going to be cooking for all these people. If you can say some extra prayers for me.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage everybody to pray for everybody that's involved, but especially for the cook. We need good cooks for events like this.
It's going to be fun.
You don't lose people faster than when you have bad food for a big event.
It's true. It's going to be my big test.
Not that there's any pressure, but you could make or break this 11-year string.
My menu is right in front of me, so I'm going to have to go back and double-check that.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I'm so thrilled that you guys are doing that. It sounds like you have a great mission and a great advocacy for the pro-life movement. So we definitely encourage everybody to pray for you and to check out the live stream events on your social media accounts and to go to bikingforbabies.com and hopefully make a contribution financially. We need all the support for the pro-life movement we can get these days.
Absolutely. So anywhere from $25, you know, is a box of diapers up to $500. We had a pregnancy resource center director last year tell us that on average it costs about $500 from a free pregnancy test, a free ultrasound. Like Lauren said, it's the window into where the baby is and that mom can see her baby for the first time and see baby moving. So from those things all the way through the birth of the child into parenting classes, it's about a $500 donation that will help walk a woman through that decision to choose life and feel supported by her pregnancy resource center community and just know that she can do it and she has people rallying behind her.
Yeah, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I have heard that, to your point, that if a mother sees her an ultrasound of her child, the chances of having an abortion are greatly reduced.
Absolutely. So I've seen it worded upwards of 90% of women who see that ultrasound will choose to have that baby. So it's really true, and that is a large part of what we do, in addition to connecting our pregnancy resource centers in order to help them improve their processes. They get to connect with us in a forum and work together, and it is really the number one thing that they say that works. So an ultrasound machine's cost just tens of thousands of dollars, so any help with supplying them with ultrasounds in addition to, you know, the tech that is running them.
Absolutely. Well, again, we so thank you for the commitment that you guys have to the cause, and I encourage everybody to say prayers this week for you and get on your website, bikingforbabies.com, and make a contribution and to follow all the events online.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We would love that.
Yep. Thank you guys for all your hard work and for coming on the air with us. You've been listening to Catholic Spirit Radio with Jason Bramley on Catholic Conversations.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.